Welcome to this episode of the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Our campaign is conducted by the lore master himself, Kyle.
Roll initiative!
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you probably shouldn't eat human flesh.
Our adventurers include Steven as the ancient Earth Genasi barbarian, Petrolus.
Time is cruel. Do you have any non-dirty magic? Zargon has dove this realm into madness.
Matt, as the absent-minded gnome warlock, Sparkershire of Bryn.
Are there any small creatures in the area?
As I slide right into the opening, I go, poison spray.
Luke, as the scholarly firbolg cleric, Burke.
I see that you are a magic user. I couldn't help but notice a great amount of magic that's pouring off your body. I report directly to Thor.
Lindsay, as the loquacious tabaxi sorcerer, Flowered Cliffs, a.k.a. Flora.
I'm curious about a lot of topics. The cat god walks among us. I lost my soul. I feel as though my life is a quest.
Eric, as the zealous Asimar fighter, Jackie.
He's sleeping. Snoozy. Snoozy.
Watch a master. So I'm gonna try to shove this guy. Did you learn anything?
Join us in our journey to unveil the mystery that is the Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Adventure!
That was good.
Oh, no, you didn't! She pulls out her sword. You, Missy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I don't think you want to do this.
Well, I know you don't. At least someone has a pair.
I like her a lot.
Are you
I mean,
okay?
She's a cultist, but she's a better cook guy.
I kind of want to join these guys. They're pretty cool.
Are you going to be okay, Flor?
Of course she's going to be okay.
I'm good.
She looks pretty tough.
Yeah, Flora looks pretty tough.
She breathes lightning at you. You have a flashback.
If I get one shot again, that's some random person.
So, last chance. Do we just walk away now? Are we doing this?
Be quiet over there, peasant.
Peasant.
All right, this is going to be... I like a good fight. This is
going to be fun. Got my armor on, Lita.
Good fight that you're not in.
Where's Lita?
People are shouting, fight.
Lita,
fight.
Get over here.
I start walking back into the crowd a little bit.
Pistol style.
Yes.
Yes. She gets in a defensive fighting stance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you ready? Are you just taking a break?
I don't think she's ready.
She just casts a little force spell and just like disintegrate her.
I am a sorceress!
She just falls to ashes.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
It's like Thanos.
Yeah. He's like, all right.
No, it's like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, please. Please. You can do it.
How far away is she?
10 feet.
I kind of slide over towards the cult that's the ones that aren't blinded. And I'm just like crossing my arms and smiling a bit. I'm like,
it only lasts a round, so they're probably fine.
Oh, well, they're coming out of it.
Yeah.
And
it's not meant to like wound.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is gonna be a good fight, isn't it? I mean, if it gets ugly, you guys okay with like a death or something?
Oh, man.
You're asking the call?
Yeah.
You have a mummy?
Are you okay with the death?
Dang it!
What? Did you have to use a mummy?
It's a mummy.
What a lightweight.
What a lightweight.
Yep, that looks really good.
I drew that.
All right. Come on, see that.
I always thought he was clear.
Here, how about this? Oh.
So she is...
She's not a dwarf.
Whoa.
Oh, well,
she's
this
armored
changes
at least.
Things.
Jeez.
Sorry, this worst. Old caped lady isn't who you're fighting. It's this armored.
She's like, budge, get my armor. She throws her.
Ooh, she gets armor.
Oh, take your time. I'll let you doff that. I'd take a drink.
You mean Dawn?
Doff.
She puts on splint armor.
Dawn.
She's Dawn. Yeah.
Dawn picks up a.
Well, she's got a doff, but she has on, and then Dawn.
She picks up splint armor.
I'm just kind of skipping around, and I skip.
And she gets a long sword, and a short sword, and a crossbow.
And I just, I'm like, are you ready?
I'm like, stretching.
Yep.
Okay. I cast Firewall immediately.
Okay, well, roll.
It's a surprise.
It's not it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. She's donning armor.
6.
11.
Oh. You readied an action in the wall.
14. She goes first.
What'd you roll there?
72.
No, you didn't.
Come on. You got me.
Don't lie.
I've been ready for this fight since before she started putting on clothes.
She really did put armor on?
This seems unfair.
No, she...
Okay, I was going to say, she didn't put armor on.
She has armor on. They all have armor on.
What, are you just
she
eating armor?
Huh?
They just eating armor?
Oh, I certainly was.
Well, they only got in. They've been on the road.
You can just take your armor off when you get in? I don't know how armor works.
How does it work?
I can't.
How does it work?
I don't know. Do you guys have armor on?
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't take it off when you get into town for the night?
Not until
you
I go
sleep
to bed.
In it?
Not until I go to bed.
We were getting ready for bed.
I don't care. I remember bed. I was going out to eat.
I don't have armor on.
See, we don't know.
You're the weird one.
I love armor. This is my
who?
This is my normal clothing.
Yeah, that one guy?
Who?
Brandon Sparkershire. Mm.
I scooted over to the cult.
So.
And I talked to them.
Yeah, is the cult looking like they're not aggressive? They're just sitting there.
This is a one-on-one.
No, they're just like.
Lady on cat like, lady fight.
Like, cat this fight. Isn't our fight.
A pull legit cat fight.
She has her swords out. Shing.
Oh, well, that's cute. You need swords. I'm sharpening my nails.
She's shing with her sword.
And I'm like
long sword, short sword.
I'm sharpening my claws.
So you guys are ready, and she attacks first. She charges up to you.
Of course she does.
I got.
She whoops.
I've only been standing there.
What'd you roll?
6.
Oh, well, you fumbled your step.
Well,
she charges up to you.
This placement always screws me up. This is how I get one shot every time we do anything.
She swings at you with her longsword.
Okay.
Wait, why do you fight?
Why am I always last in
20,
fight?
20, not that.
Okay.
Huh?
Excellent damage.
12 damage.
I don't. You can hardly feel it.
Then she swings her short sword at you.
Yeah.
For 7 damage. Okay. Then swings her long sword at you again.
Don't die. You're still alive.
For 9 damage.
Okay. That is it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's?
Cast fireball.
Ultimate.
Fireball.
Blah, blah.
She's on top of you.
Cast it behind her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around too.
But I don't even care.
Yeah, we're kind of getting everybody back. We know what's coming.
I don't care. If cult members die in the process, I don't care.
I mean, there's also other people eating.
No, he closed the kitchen.
We made a ring.
Yeah, there's a big ring in the courtyard.
I cast fireball behind her.
So it just gets her.
Yeah. Well, I cast it behind her and I push her into it.
You can.
My fireball is instantaneous.
You can make a. Why don't you go and try and make a strength check to shove her as you do it?
6.
You and your strength.
I can't.
No.
Could talk her into it. Can I talk her into it?
No.
She's very persuasive.
You could kick her, but she moves out of the way, but you can still hit her with the fireball. It's okay.
Okay.
I think your
Snipe spell, sure thing. You would.
You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
I don't have to roll anything.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Hey, dice.
So, you failed. Hey, don't look over here.
8d6 fire damage.
86?
86.
Yep. He said it.
Ooh. 6.
Ooh, 12.
There's a law of averages.
13.
There's a law of averages.
18.
18.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6. 23. That's 8? I only counted 5.
Oh, wait, yeah, that was 6. Yeah, that was 6.
23.
No,
6, 6,
27.
1, 1,
4.
29.
29.
29
damage?
Yes.
Yep. Fire everywhere. I'm just sitting back going,
and I'm like, are you sure you're gonna let her fight?
First level 3.
I slowly put my hand out and I grab Lita's hand.
But you misjudge.
And I just start holding her hand and I'm just like smiling, watching the battle.
Smiling.
I'm acting like I'm not hurt, but I look really hurt.
Oh.
FYI.
I have an 8.
Friends.
I'm just laughing.
Me too.
She's like, ah! And then she goes after you with her swords again. What's your AC again?
Oh, he rolled low.
12.
Not really. Eight damage.
I'm down.
Whoa, I'm down already.
I got attacked 5 times in the first thing before I could do anything.
You fall down, and she goes to stab you with her other swords.
Just
kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me. I don't deserve to be alive.
She misses.
He jumped on the thing.
No, she didn't. So it's a critical.
So it's 2 failures. 3.
Yep.
Am I just dead?
She raises her next sword to stab you again.
I have 2 failures. Death save failures.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. 10:30.
Before she takes a swing, I...
What do you do?
What?
How is that even possible? She gets 4 attacks. You can't stop it.
You sure?
I did this. I got screwed on initiative.
I did this.
As always.
I did this.
So... Do it.
We're just watching all this happen. You just get stabbed while you're on the ground and we don't move.
Yeah, she gets knocked down and she is like...
She has 2 swords just swinging them at me, so I don't know what you're going to do in half of a second when you're in a huge circle 20 feet away.
I think when we see you go down... I don't think it's your turn.
Okay, I fall over there in the other room. Yeah.
What are you doing? Let's see.
How fast do you get there?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
You're full of armor, by the way, so...
Ching, ching, yeah. Ching, 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 ching. What were you going to say?
I was just going to go up there and push her with my shield. That's all I was going
to
say.
The cult members that you chose to stand by aren't probably going to let you run in.
They're blind.
Right? No, that's gone in 6 seconds.
That was 2 rounds ago. Mm.
Do you have inspiration?
Do I have inspiration?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I don't have inspiration.
Roll a d20.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. Better be 100.
Oh,
jeez. On a 20.
On a d20? 15.
Not enough. She swings at you with her last sword.
How much gets added on to that. Wait.
Not enough.
I doubt it's
okay.
10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's like attack 2.
No, that was...
Attackers
that,
have no, advantage.
That was her third
attack.
Attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm prone.
So, another attack, or another advantage die.
What, do you want this one?
I would make a precision attack. Would that matter?
Okay.
You're trying to come up with weird stuff.
I'm just trying to come up with, yeah. Whoa, where'd it go?
Oh, it's too high.
No, he didn't roll that one.
Nope. 17. Oh, this is gonna be a total party kill right here, just so you guys know. It's happening.
So Flora is just dead.
Whoopsie.
She keeps stabbing her. Ah, for such and such. Nina!
Nina?
Nina.
That's the murder person. For so Nina!
We have turns now. I go into a rage.
She throws her swords aside and just takes out a dagger and is just stabbing her. And everyone's just like,
can we go?
No, I'm not like that.
I just find it weird that we just watch this all happen. I'm just like, yeah, we're not gonna move.
It happened.
You walk back over to the, yeah, this is gonna be a good one.
Yeah, they're surrounded by
this is gonna be good
cultists.
Right here. I think this is gonna be a good fight.
Yeah.
Yep, this is gonna be good. You're standing right by the cultist. What are you talking about?
I just think the second we know that she's hurt and she goes down, like,
it took one strike.
It took three.
A sorceress tried to take on a fighter, and the fighter got to go first. It's not gonna go well. At all.
I should start getting into one-on-one situations.
Yeah, not as a sorceress. Unless you're like, hello over there!
I was far away!
You're 300 feet away! I will use my sniper skill to shoot 600 feet!
I skipped around and backed up, and then I got screwed. Again. Hate initiative.
Yeah, you better make sure your next character has, like, a 20 dex.
Hey, your next character.
And get the 1 feat that lets you have advantage with it.
Roll a d20.
Who?
Flora.
Aww. Roll it. He's giving you a power.
10.
Oh.
I was trying so.
He's like, I'm throwing you a bone here. Okay, so.
I mean, it's my fault.
He's like, I've been waiting. I want to go.
I have ordered 8 on initiative.
I guess, yeah.
I go into a rage.
Well, a whole round has gone by.
Yeah, she has a higher initiative than I do.
No. She went, then Flora went, then she went again.
Now I go.
It's my turn. Oh.
If you want to do something, you could have done something already.
I've been saying I had an 8 initiative.
Well, why would you roll initiative anyway? It was a one-on-one.
Because I was ready to want to do
a chance to jump in.
No, we all watched it happen.
Well,
that's
anything. I mean, I guess at this point you can do something if you want.
All right, I go into a rage and ghostly images surround me.
Oh, quickly.
I run in and I attack recklessly.
Okay, she's not paying attention, so you have advantage.
I don't attack recklessly then. I take it back.
She's just repeatedly stabbing my dead body.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Oh yeah, just knock everything over. That's good.
Knock one thing over. 18 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, okay. With my maul.
And if only you were out, rolled up. 20.
Ooh, double one.
Kidding. Only I rolled 20. A 20.
Mm. No, I mean, like, just there.
5 damage.
You had 1 20 chance.
And I attack again.
How was it 5 damage with rage?
Oh, 7 damage. A 21 to hit for the second attack. Ten. 15 damage.
15 total.
15 for the second attack.
That's 22 damage total.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of health over there. How did all of our
of people that we fight have so much health? I have like 30.
Just assume anyone that challenges you to a duel has a lot of health. I said she has a lot of armor on and she looks pretty tough.
Okay. Yeah, she's gonna kill us.
So now what?
Well, I didn't know people looked like knights eating dinner.
Now what?
She's like, bah!
Oh, that's a good girl. That's Jared.
You fight with.
I go, bah!
You fight without honor.
So?
Now, obviously he does. He bows to other kings. As if they're like,
wow. Your friend just died,
and you're like,
this guy sucks.
This guy.
If you want to go, let's go.
Okay.
Boss battle in the middle of this campground, I guess.
That's right. I look over at the call. I look at the cultists, and I look back, and they're still standing there.
Did I challenge like the most powerful cult member?
She was mocking you guys.
She was furious at the death of her friend.
I was mad about the friend guy.
The one you killed. The one you exploded, or whatever. When you were the cat god.
She swings at you with her swords.
Bet she does.
What's your AC?
21.
14.
Wait, you can just make up an AC?
Yeah.
Wait.
7 damage.
I will take 3 damage.
She swings at you again. 4. 6 damage.
I'll take 3 damage.
She swings at you again.
What was your initiative?
And her own initiative.
Yeah.
4, 7 damage.
We're just gonna go in one at a time.
Well, no one, he never said roll initiative, so.
Because it's a one-on-one, like, fight.
Oh, you should always have
I take 3.
Nope. I'm not gonna roll initiative until it tells me to roll initiative.
You can attack or roll initiative whenever you want, if you want.
Are you gonna stand and watch?
It's whether or not you want to.
But she's already gone. You just watch your friend
fall to the ground. You're just gonna stand and watch?
She's already gone, it doesn't matter.
She's already gone, so he went. So, like, obviously, we would go in some order.
It's like a movie. Let's see your roll.
But even if I roll less than her, I would still go before her.
What? She just went.
Yeah, I know, I'm saying that. Even if I roll 2 right now and she just went.
Well, then you can just stand there and watch the whole
then
thing.
Then I'm gonna go after her.
What's it?
You can go right now.
What are you talking about?
If you wanna fight, fight. I'm saying there's no point in rolling initiative if she's already went.
Yeah,
I'll just
now.
Go after her.
It matters about who you're before. Are you before me?
Yeah, before or after me.
I can just be after any of you.
I wanna see what you
roll initiative.
Just roll
16,
it.
16, jeez.
Thank you. Okay, you go right now.
I had an 11, so I go after you.
You guys are all attacking.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're gonna make this a whole war in the little camp.
This is gonna be a full party kill right here. It's happening.
I didn't find any rats for Pete.
Alright. I run up to her. And I will take a swing at her with. What does that do? Damage roll. Okay. I'll take a swing at her with the longsword. 17.
Hits.
She'll take 8 slashing, plus I'll do a trip attack.
Ooh, trip attack.
So she had an extra 4 damage. Ooh. So 12 damage. And if the target is large or smaller, it must make a strength saving throw. But it's not large or smaller, is it?
It's smaller than large.
Oh yeah, large or smaller than large.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make a strength saving throw.
You uppercut her with the sword, tripping her. Her foot goes out, she lands face down, and you right in her back.
I do what?
And you kill her.
What? I didn't want to kill her.
What?
Oh.
What?
Who is this guy that's with us?
Well, do you want to do non-lethal?
Yeah, I want to do non-lethal.
You're not going to kill the person that just murdered your friend?
Yeah, my next turn is killing her. So.
That's fine. You can kill her if you want.
What are you doing?
She lands face down and you just stare at her.
Stacey's a little
I knock her. I do damage to her and it's non-lethal damage. That's why I tripped her. Instead of just doing extra damage, I tripped her so she would fall on the ground. And be
she falls face down in the mud.
Okay. Is she knocked out or or is she still moving?
She's not moving.
Okay. That's it. I just stand there. I'm mad, but I don't kill her.
I am mad, everybody.
I am mad. I am furious. But I think a death is too easy for her.
Zelina and I walk up beside Petrolus, and I look over at the cultists and ready in action.
They just stand there.
How disappointing.
So it's my turn? Disappointing.
Yeah.
I run past Flora and the lady, and I attack the next cultist I see.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just going crazy.
Okay. Oh, where's the cultist at? Get them out.
Get them out.
The 11 more that you said was there.
I'm like, Petrolus, no.
There's 13, there's 12. 12 left.
You're fighting 12 of them?
Baby.
So you're going for the death then right here.
We'll see. Still got a bunch of health.
I tried to yell at you to back down.
Matt comes back next time and it's like, alright, well, it's you.
It's just you, buddy. That's it.
This is our chance to play those cultists that are torturing them. Come back with character sheets. Hip squeak.
Hip squeak.
No, I'm scared.
Yeah.
These are drow.
These are drow, yeah. Why'd you have to pick drow instead of cultists? Well, he has cultists.
It's much more sinister this way. Oh.
Yeah, I don't like the idea.
He was looking the wrong way.
There's 12 of them. You guys gotta think about this.
There's three of us.
Yeah, you already ran
everybody
in there, buddy.
Right
here.
Earth,
you ran right
gone.
In here and you started attacking. Okay.
No, the first one I saw.
Oh, okay.
Before you can charge them, you get knocked out of the way.
What?
What?
And you stumble off to the side and you,
what's his name?
You turn and look.
It's what's his name?
And
it's the half orc.
Bogluck.
Both Bogluck and the caravan guy that brought you here is like, well, Bogluck's like,
that's enough. No more fighting in here. This is my area, and it will be civil.
Who's Bogluck? 30 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm. You're in a full rage, man.
Like hulked out.
I attack a cultist.
You're like, where's the orc?
You're filming.
I saw an orc over here. Oh, you know, that's filming a good bog line right there.
Good shot. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, wait a minute. I didn't mean that.
I do have a half orc in here.
I was just meaning, okay. Get him. Roll it.
Rolling it?
Yeah, you do realize you're dead. Just saying, you know.
If you guys don't help me, maybe.
And don't worry, it's.
We've been sitting around for too long.
That's a good reason to fight.
Yeah.
So I'll just get a little
work. We've been sitting around too long. I'm gonna jump off this cliff.
Bogluck is standing in between you.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So I ran this way. And he knocked me this way.
Yeah.
I go around and I attack that hooded man. The guy in the hoodie.
Okay. Hold on one second. I have to see if Bogluck has stats.
I know.
That's what to say.
This is a cool figure.
Yeah.
I don't think
he
stats.
At least he was. What?
Laura?
Oh, man. Well, he'll be saying the same thing about Petrus in a second, so.
I put him on my desk. Not cool.
I'm coming back as Pete. Yeah.
Great. Now I gotta fight with you.
Now I gotta fight with you.
I'll be long nose. Let's see how I'm gonna be.
Oh, yes, interesting. Yes. Oh, yes.
You two should be best friends. You both write down everything.
You pee in the wind? Oh, yes, that sounds good. Yes, I'd like to do that, yes.
I mean, you both take notes.
Can't,
you both have big notes.
Anymore.
If you had a note, I bet Longos would give you some paper out of his notebook.
As I'm watching all this unfold, I look over to Zelina and I give her a little squeeze. You heard it, folks. Kaiser, so.
You go to attack the cultist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do it.
Do these things. Alright.
Ooh, almost a crit. That's
just as good as
just kill him so I don't have to take care of how much health I have.
25. To hit.
That hits.
Double ones.
9. 11 damage.
You kill him!
That was easy.
And then I go to this guy and I attack.
Oh, you just go wham all.
Oh, he's getting his 4 out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. 20. Not that.
11 damage.
That's 9. 11. 13 damage.
Got him. Throw him down.
A cult of people with like 12 health. And then I bought the one with like 90.
Hey, it happens.
That's why they all got blinded.
Yeah.
That is why.
I should have
known.
You
should have known then, too.
Probably, yeah.
Obviously, she had a lot more health because the rest of them got blinded.
Enough that your one spell can't do anything to her. You rolled like, what, 40 something?
Yeah, but I mean, really, that doesn't go very far.
Stop.
Yeah, so.
Stop there.
Stop there. Okay.
Got like 4 people, and that was it.
Okay.
That was me at 8.
Are you guys doing anything?
I have an 11, so.
He squeezed.
Uh-huh. I squeezed Zelina, and I sort of like whispered in her ear, "Remember."
Remember.
That's all I said.
Bogluck goes and he's like, "Stop!" And he takes out a weapon. Swords, in fact. Swings it at you.
Swings at him?
Yep.
I said no bloodshed!
Now I will shed your blood.
That's Milo.
He's like, "I don't have any clubs or anything, so I'll just stab you."
9 damage.
I will take 4. Keep telling yourself that.
Then all the cultists are like,
"Oh, surround them."
I like it.
Mm.
I eat a bean. Not a pygmy worm, but a.
Oh, magic bean.
Is it a mushroom?
These guys get closer and they take the dodge action.
Oh, enjoy that.
So, 6 attacks.
Yeah, I'm
screwing everything.
I'm not doing anything. Critical.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, don't look over here.
I'm going to watch every one.
I don't want to be responsible.
12 damage.
Dying.
12 damage from the first one.
I'm six. The reason Pump died the first time.
Hold on. I didn't want to say
three. I didn't want to say it.
You have a 13 AC?
14.
14? Still not. Three damage.
I'm
going to
feel bad.
I'll take one.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry.
Was it?
Wait. I'm going to feel bad as I fly through the dimension.
Eight damage.
Instead of the three?
Yep.
Okay, so I take four.
I was using the wrong die before. So. Oh, didn't hit.
Woo! Batwang!
Off on rocks. Fear rocks. Fourth one misses. Fifth one hits for three damage.
I'll take one.
Missed again. Is anyone else doing anything?
I don't know. What's the initiative order?
No, oh, yeah.
It's,
I'll keep
11.
Track of it.
Cut out 11. Well, you go before me. You rolled 16, right?
I got nothing to do.
You rolled 16. Is it him?
No, it's floor going down.
Here. Floor here. From beyond the grave.
He's at 8.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you would have.
All right, go ahead.
Wait, you're all
going to skip two.
I wanted 16. To do it.
16, 11, and 8.
I just pick the cultist that I knocked out from the mud.
It's at least on floor.
I just grab behind and just pick her up and just hold her there limp. And I just stand there.
Okay. Yeah, everyone else is like,
bye!
Wow, like fight it. Like fight. And the cultists are all like trying to fight Petrolus now.
I'm scared, I bet.
And Oglock and the other guy's like, break it up, break it up.
Break it down.
Okay, Zelina and I.
But after you didn't stand up, then he had to attack you.
I want Zelina to try to push one of the cultists out of the way.
Okay.
And the cultist stabs her.
Like that one, like she tries to grab him, pulls him away.
Maybe Zelina's like a secret 10th level wizard.
Oh yeah.
Vulcan.
Time
maybe
stops.
Zelina absorbed her sister to become twice as powerful.
Whoa, dark magic.
I absorbed.
Can twins do that outside the womb?
That's a
come on.
That's a Jaredism.
That is not.
Yes, it is.
I'm insulted. I'm already dead. Why don't you just pour salt onto my wounds?
We'll do a bleach instead. You're welcome, Jared. You're welcome.
Hi, Jared.
Give me that champagne glass.
Is it gonna work or not? Yeah. What do you mean?
That was for the cultist.
Come on! I'm rolling for her then.
I already rolled for her.
Critical! You gotta give it to me. Look at that. I roll for Zelina.
All right.
Give us
yes,
something.
Yes, thank you.
She goes into a rage.
Are you really giving it to me or not?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be epic.
She throws her out of the way. To the ground.
She is a wizard. To the ground?
Yeah, she takes them and...
Burke sort of winks at her.
She winks back.
He goes in here and says, this.
What?
This is for the notebook. and my voice.
I love that movie.
And my voice is totally different. And take 7 damage.
What?
Your voice is totally different.
What kind of damage?
Huh?
What kind?
Bludgeoning.
This has gone south.
I'll take 3.
Okay.
I did not anticipate
and
this happening.
And then I swing it again at you.
You're attacking me.
Yep. 6 more damage.
You can control something else if you want.
Okay.
Man, I'm a fighter here, and I'm the only one that's not really fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all right, Crystal.
Now Berg is attacking me for whatever reason. All right, it's your turn.
I don't know why.
You destroyed my whole life.
Whole life, yeah.
I just yell, I'm like, Berg, what are you doing?
So
I walk over there a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just like a
I just don't know why people keep fighting.
Let her go.
No, I'm holding on to her. Like,
I grab her throat.
I'm just dragging her body.
It was too bad to grab her throat, but I'll just grab her body, throw her in.
Well, she killed Dora.
Alright.
I don't want to kill her.
Why not? It wasn't even your turn. That was my turn, Goof. Well, I'll go back in the corner.
What? You just went, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's your turn.
Yeah.
No, I'm
get out of here.
Went. No, then it's my
turn. Yeah,
no. I'm 11.
Snoozy and then Burke.
Oh, so I got skipped. That's what
you
got.
No, you already went. You grabbed her and picked her up.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to
just
did that,
and you said, I'm just standing here.
Oh, so you took that long for your turn?
Yes.
Because he did his and Zelina's. He
does. Now it's your turn.
All right. I get to my backpack and I drink a potion.
Oh, jeez.
What?
This is all going greater terribly.
Healing. And you're surrounded. How are you going to do that?
It's an action. I can do it.
It's in your backpack.
It's true.
Yeah.
But it's in like a special pouch. It's really easy to get
obviously,
to.
Yeah. It's the first thing.
Not like on your belt.
Sure, it's on my belt.
Okay.
See, it's on his belt there.
No, that's my character has them.
No,
right on his chest.
I have a pouch,
right
too.
There.
In your backpack. Underneath a bunch of stuff.
How many are you rolling there?
This is a greater healing potion. But his rage loses it.
Nope. Why not?
Because I can still get attacked.
Oh. No one attack him for one round. How much do you heal?
I have two more rages.
How much did you heal?
Enough.
Enemies don't get to know that information now.
Enemies?
Yeah, you attacked him.
Yeah, why are you attacking me? Doesn't make any sense.
You know what? What'd you tell me a few times ago? Why don't you just re-listen to it and see how mean Burke was? He's just a meanie. Well, why don't you listen to the last episode and find out how mean your character is?
What? You're the one who belittled my character.
I was trying to stand
up
for
you.
You would stand for
yourself. Thomas Jefferson coined the word belittle. I learned that the other day.
Okay, thanks.
All right, who's after? Who's
I don't
after?
Know. That redeems the whole podcast.
Long nose is like, did
real
you
bad.
Know?
This man I made up called Thomas Jefferson.
This guy. Break it up! He tries to restrain one of the cultists.
Is he chewing on something?
Yep.
He was just
eating. Oh, a mercenary.
That's why it took
critical miss. He slips in the mud.
Oh, gosh.
He falls on top of this cultist.
He's a big help.
Hey, he's restraining the one that fell down.
Good job, guy.
Because that one's not actually dead.
That's confusing.
I can take these guys out.
Okay.
They have metal bases. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The rest of them?
Pog, look.
Break it up!
He attacks you again.
Not Burke.
No.
I'm helping the cause.
Yeah. They're like, hey, this guy's helping us.
Miss. Hit.
Oh.
6 damage.
I love it. I love it so much.
I love how long it went before everybody figured out.
10 damage.
10 damage.
So 16 total.
Ooh, there went the healing potion.
No, I have all
that. Huh?
I have all that.
You have all what?
I have.
I know. It's 8 damage.
Whoa.
Alright, the cultist.
Somebody's drunk.
Not I know.
Cultists!
They're all
drank a whole bunch and now they're... They have full bellies and they had too much beer and now they're all fighting. Somebody's gonna throw up.
I don't know what they're gonna do. They're just gonna... The four in the back are just gonna dodge again and then the other ones will attack Burke again.
You said it right.
Petrolus.
I love how Sneezy is just standing there.
Just standing there.
That's what you want me to do. That's not as bad as you fighting Petrolus. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Have a character destroy everything that you've lived for. And see what happens. It was bad enough with Pomp.
Oh, geez, he's going all the way back.
This is Pomp Junior right here.
Pomp Junior. Whatever.
So you take 6 damage, and then you take 3 damage.
So 3 and 1.
Yes.
All right, Snoozy.
All right, now I walk over there with her in my hand. And I also say, with everybody else, break it up.
Just fight the cult already.
They're not fighting. Well, they're fighting you, but the other guys are just dodging over here. So you guys just have a couple that you're... They're fighting out of self-defense.
A couple?
What? They just killed our friend, and you're leaving our body.
No, I have the one.
What are you doing?
I have the one that killed our friend in my hands.
Yeah, in the cult. She's part of the cult. Yeah.
Flora's laying there bleeding out, and you're like, that's okay, guys. She's dead.
Guys,
break it up. Break it up. Don't worry about it. Our friend's dead. Just break it up.
Well, I'm going to go in and hurt my friend.
What are you talking about? You're fighting him. That's how broken up you are about it, is that you're fighting your own character.
I swing my hammer at Petrolus again. 9 damage.
Possible episode titles, the implosion, the downhill spiral.
Go up.
Of course, I'm still over. What are you talking about?
Of course.
Ooh, critical mass. That's bad.
Slipping into that.
As I miss really bad on that one, I'm starting to look around, seeing everyone around me, and I go away.
I attack.
Okay.
So
it worked. My break it up worked.
21
hits.
I have to use that stupid dice.
You attack recklessly?
No, that's a reaction. 9 damage.
Okay. I don't have the 30 stick, but I run 30 to Zelina. Zelina I won't do that yet. She's gonna do something, but I'm done.
She's gonna like magically birth out her sister or something.
She does something.
She does something?
She tries to read the thoughts of Snoozy because she has no idea what he's doing. He's done nothing.
Okay.
She reads your thoughts.
Ooh. Do I know she's inside?
No.
Okay.
Just says really surface conflicted. Thoughts. What's your surface thoughts right
surface
now?
Surface thoughts.
Break it up.
I'm frustrated. I'm extremely upset. I want to kill this lady that I'm holding, and I want everybody to stop fighting.
Isn't she dead?
No, I knocked her out.
No, he didn't even kill her.
I thought you killed her.
No, he ran off to kill the other cultists. All right, that's it.
Thought Snoozy would have my bet.
Your turn there, Petroli. Petrolu.
Petroli. I attack a cultist with prejudice.
With prejudice.
And pride.
Oh, he's falling.
Come on, give me a crit one of these times.
21. To that one.
Okay.
Almost
11.
Dead.
14. 16 damage. I attack the drow there.
The drow.
Critical mass.
Another 21.
The cultists that look like a drow.
I'll get it. He's gonna
throw all these. Stop using that dice.
Why the dice? He's rolling high. It's rolling 8.
8. 11. 13 damage.
How convenient.
How convenient.
Dead.
That's it.
He says.
Mogalash. Mogalabu.
Thanks.
It slides out of your pocket into the mat.
Your master.
My backpack has it's full of papers. It was just old plans. You guys can use them later.
I've had enough of this.
He's still eating those things? My goodness.
Can I use my reaction?
Sound like a cow.
Sure.
He's not gonna stop. He'll never end.
You're all
awful. You have to put him down. You earlier.
And then I start the do it, do it, do it, and the chant.
Yeah, keep judging my character, you weirdo.
8 damage.
Take 4.
You miss the next 2 attacks.
Whoa, 3 attacks.
Cultists.
The cultists.
Is this episode still Meowshin Impossible?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was, yeah. It turned
one
into
of them
it.
Runs around to the backside of you.
Not my backside.
Anything but my backside.
Another one runs over to this side.
What about the ones making out on the ground?
He throws them off of him. And stands up.
That's pretty good.
And 2 of them try to
grab me.
Shove you to the ground.
Ooh.
Puny cultist.
So they have advantage.
Because they're helping each other?
Yeah.
Well, he has advantage because he's barbed. Yeah. Got rage.
So it is just regular.
Huh? No, they both got advantage on that one.
One of those to equal out to 1 dice for them?
No. 30. I know you want 30.
15.
I got 19 plus.
Another guard tries to...
Is it a saving throw or a... check?
Check.
Okay. 21.
Another one tries to grab you.
Man.
He missed.
Oh, double crit misses.
2 more attack you. Hits for... 6 damage.
Did you miss yourself? Is he almost dead?
Probably not. He's taking like little amounts at a time. I took like 18.
He's just chipping away.
That still goes a long way. Can't have more than 50 health total.
Your turn.
Total?
Yeah.
Like max?
Yeah.
I have 56 max.
Got the Andy tough took feet, a health baby. Potion.
Yeah.
So they're all done?
Yes.
Snoozy.
You guys are ridiculous.
Guys.
Just attack.
Stop fighting.
This is the time.
The time for what?
To attack.
attack them with the woman you're holding.
Yeah. If you would only attack the last three rounds, there'd be no cultists and there'd only be one guy left.
Yeah.
The main guy.
Yeah, he's just trying to stop the fight.
Okay, then you say, we killed all of them. Let's stop.
No, we're done.
But no,
he's going to kick us out this whole thing.
That's fine. I don't care about a work yard.
Yeah, but we don't have access to any of the underground stuff anymore.
You just dig. Did you not learn anything from Flora? Dig straight down. Even when it makes no sense. And you're deterred from it multiple times.
6 seconds.
Eric, pick even or odd.
Yes. Well, unless somebody else changes my mind.
The crowd's still around us, right?
I'm walking away.
Yeah. Unless somebody...
What? Why are you carrying
your characters?
What are you doing?
I walk over and I also grab Flora.
Do you want to read your ideals and your bonds again?
Yeah.
I feel like you're forgetting them. I don't know what they are, but they seem conflicting.
They are.
That's all you're doing? You're walking over there?
I walk over there, and I pick up Flora, too.
Guys!
He's dragging out, too.
Yep.
All right.
There you go.
Perfect. I think at this point, I'm going to take the hide action in the crowd.
Okay. You want to see how well you
hide? It wasn't going the way I thought it would.
Oh,
I thought Burke would come in.
No, this is not going the way.
No. Burke's always talking about burning down wagons and stuff, and that doesn't want to kill anybody.
11 and 15. But once I get through the crowd, then that will happen.
Okay.
Done.
Now drink a potion. Out of my front pocket. It's tucked in my waistband. Right. Health potion.
He gets back up and is like, he tries to pull one of the cultists out of the battle.
Oh, he did a really good job the first time.
He does it! He throws this cultist on the ground over here.
Whoa.
Judo throws him.
Stop! That's all he says.
Step.
Stop.
Stop so fast, y'all.
Goulash?
Yep.
Goulash.
He attacks you.
Oh, he's still going at it, man. Oh.
Bobbing and weaving, baby.
Bobbing and weaving.
I'm just lucky that I'm rolling low.
Well, you're rolling high with Flora.
I'm going to do it twice.
Cool. Glad it evened out for you guys.
Yeah.
9 damage.
Ooh.
Do you remember for a minute I had thought about being Flora for Halloween? So, I'm so glad that didn't happen.
Critical! Mm-hmm. 9 more damage.
Only 8 more.
Continue to go, push.
That's a good thing.
That's him and the cultists.
He just walks back in there easily.
No, it was the one that guy got thrown.
Oh, yeah.
Man, how come Steven's characters always get surrounded and then they end up dying?
Because of me.
It's like a deja vu right now.
This is like reincarnation. It's real.
It's real.
This is proof.
Do you believe?
History repeats itself.
First skeletons, now cultists.
First for you take 2 damage.
Yep. And then you take
1 damage.
5 damage.
So 1 and 3.
No, 2.
No, 1 and 2.
So 3 total damage.
Invincible.
They're on all your health potion.
I got a few.
You didn't know he has like cargo pants on.
Yeah, he's got
full of potions.
I'll keep drinking every round, and I'll stay afloat for as long as I have potions.
So it'd be a really cool strategy if I just kept drinking potions and my friends attack them.
How long does your rage last?
Forever.
It doesn't. It's like 10 rounds or something.
Yeah, that's probably a minute.
I think it's 10 minutes.
I think it's 1 minute.
I think you're stupid.
Wow, okay. Snoozy, are you having fun with the dead bodies? I mean, are you having, like, play
then date? Then
I wanted to fight you.
He replays the fight out, but it goes better.
Pew, 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 like action right, fingers.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, no, happy to you. Blind.
How close are we to...
It's been, like, 4 rounds.
I don't know how many. Like, 5? 4 or 5.
How close are we to the rooms?
You are surrounded by people, dude.
I'm surrounded by
there's a big crowd.
There's a big crowd?
He said it like twice
like
already.
Whole,
you guys are
everybody's
totally,
still just sitting here
like,
watching?
There's like a big circle.
There's still a fight going
it's
on.
Like a whole work camp of people that have just been out all day and came back.
And he said
they're
all cheering. Fight, fight, fight,
yeah.
Fight,
also,
fight.
A few details you might want to know.
Uh-huh.
Your friend just got murdered.
Yeah, I know. I have her.
And your other friend is being murdered.
Is beating the crap out of a bunch of people.
I don't think he's being murdered. I think they're going to not... I don't think that one guy wants anybody to fight or anything, so...
Your friend is getting the crap beat out of him.
Well, the one guy is just going to knock him unconscious and take him away.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, he seems like he doesn't
all
want
right.
any fighting.
My stony blood's on your hand. So is Flores, apparently.
Anyway, so how far away is the rooms?
You're like
anyways.
In the middle of a courtyard.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Surrounded by
yeah,
stuff.
I understand that.
It's
where are
like
the rooms at?
40 feet away to the stairs to get up to the balcony to get back into your room.
Ooh, that's not far at all.
No, it's not.
You have to wade through people.
A whole crowd of people right in front of the stairs is basically where you guys are. Okay.
Yeah, there's still a lot of crowd between you and there. It's like difficult terrain.
40 feet.
It's like
crowd.
The most exciting thing they've seen in ages.
Probably.
Well, I'm not the one that's just hiding somewhere. That's ridiculous. At least I'm trying to do something here.
What are you trying to do?
Wait, what?
I'm trying to protect my
dead... Yeah, you're doing a lot.
My dead friend's
yeah,
body, and
no,
I'm trying
doing,
to...
Yeah, no, good job.
Yeah, that's good. She's dead.
Yeah, she's still... It's still a body.
Yeah, I know a lot of people... This is just like the Iliad, where they're all trying to grab the dead bodies and drag them through the streets. Oh, wait, no one's around there.
Still gotta respect the dead body.
Everyone forgot
it's laying
there.
There's a dead... Your friend's gonna be dead in 2 seconds, but I'm gonna protect this dead body. I gotta protect it. Your
I
mind is messed
I
up.
I don't think he's gonna die.
What?
All right, whose next turn is
it's mine, but everybody keeps arguing
right.
with what my character is doing.
It's okay.
I didn't think I was gonna
die. You can do whatever he wants.
You can do
that's
whatever
right.
you
want.
That's
what
right,
I thought.
Snoozy. You do it.
That's what I thought.
You can do the wrong thing.
They're halfway to the stairs. Next person.
Halfway what? To the stairs?
Whoa, he's carrying 2 dead bodies through a crowd and he made
all
it halfway?
Right, a quarter of the way. 10 feet.
Really, you just fought against what I'm doing here?
You're carrying 2 dead bodies through a crowd of people.
You don't think they would move as I'm carrying the 2
they're not even
victors? And
they're like, get out of the
there's
way.
There's like a huge fight happening behind you. No one's paying attention to you.
You guys are the worst.
You made it 5 feet.
You've done no help, Mr. Burke.
I've done a lot of things.
You've done nothing but hurt our own friend more than
I bet
you blame
I've done,
me for
I bet
him
I've done a
being
lot more than you.
Oh my all right, gosh.
Who's next?
It is Burke and Selena.
Okay. Oh, Burke and Selena. They're hidden.
What is it?
What?
Done.
Keep that.
Cut all of that out.
I drank a potion.
You're not.
It's not your turn yet.
Huh?
Yeah, it is. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
He hid.
Oh, okay.
Come on, big fours.
You drink another potion?
What'd you get? A 1? Hey, at least you got 2 health back.
2 health plus constitution.
Oh.
You don't have your
con. It's not con.
What is it?
It's just plus 2 for the small one. What are you worried about? They're not going to kill him, so it's fine. Petrolus, just lay down. They're not going to kill you.
You
can easily just take a disadvantage action and run away.
Tag, you're it.
I'm done, you guys.
Tagging out.
Goulash.
Yeah, this guy goes. He tries to throw... Actually...
He tries to
grab a hold of this one in front of him.
Oh, grapple, yeah.
Nope, the other one.
Nope.
Crit miss.
He's so bad. He's like, he might not even be there.
He's not helping to
No, that guy got a 10, which is average, but the cultist got a critical.
Oh. Well, good. The critical's gone there, Petrolus. You didn't get a critical.
Yep, get it. Check it out.
You know what they say about criticals? They're normally followed by more criticals.
Okay.
Is that the case? I think Bogluck.
Ooh. Right.
And then the
Bangladesh. Yep.
Bangladesh.
Good. All right, he's putting the hurt on you this time.
Oh, man.
Hurt.
Oh, dead, man.
6 damage.
Ooh.
3.
That's not the hurt.
That's not the
hurt. At least he's...
missing?
Barely. Wait, what's your AC?
14.
Ooh. 8, 9, 10, 11 damage.
Whoa!
5. That's 10% of your health right there.
It's more than the 4 you got back. Now all the cultists go.
How are you still up?
I'm a barbarian, baby.
I'm a barbarian, baby.
I'm raging.
Not for long.
Yeah, for long.
All right, 5 damage.
Ooh.
Is that 2?
Yeah. Ooh.
Keep rolling like 3s.
No, no, no. You're still up. Good job.
I'm still up somehow. If only I had friends.
I like to use my reaction.
Okay.
Kill him now! Kill him now!
Gosh.
I'm following the voice. Killing it.
He disengages and tries to grab the voice.
Yeah.
That's yours there, Snoozy.
Alright. I've gotten him out a bit. I'll drop him. Then I will. I'll go 30 feet and see that.
You'll go 30 feet which direction?
Towards the fighting again.
So you drop them off in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah, they're close by they're away from the cultists.
She's gonna wake up.
No, she has a minimum an hour. We've only been like 8 minutes. Or not even 8 minutes.
My body's not even cold yet.
Yep. He left you in the crowd, by the way.
Ouch. Tell me if you get that or
not. You're away from the cult and that's all that matters.
When they first come. Or yeah, he gets his first wish.
You can describe it.
Yeah, he's so annoying. I can use
first wish.
Okay, so I run 30 feet there.
That's
so funny. Sorry. If you would have got it. Dang it.
Then I see.
He's reading something.
I see that he's not doing.
I'm so worried, like, he splits into a bunch of.
Mm hmm, mm hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, keep talking.
Go ahead.
And then I see that he's hurt a bit. Or a lot. And I use my second wind, or my action surge, sorry.
Oh my.
That's your acting church music.
Yeah, it was
your... Yeah. Ooh, as I'm slow motion running there. And then as I see that he's hurt and everything's not going well, I my eyes start to glimmer a bit. And then two wings sprout from behind me, and I fly up in the air.
Whoa.
And then I just land.
And I attack Burke.
I land hard.
This is for Burke's book.
And then I... So I land hard right in the middle of everybody. Right kind of in front of Petrolus with my shield up, and I'm like, stop. And I crouch down.
Okay.
There you go.
It's your turn. Let's see what happens.
This is what I'm doing. I'm taunting the whole time. Okay.
Okay. Jeez. That was perfect.
Oh, look, more secret notes.
Take him out now!
You hear someone shout from the crowd.
Yeah, I know.
Do it! You should do it!
Jeez. It was an old...
Kill him now!
There's different people shouting. Yes.
I attack another cultist.
Okay. I'll kill them all.
For Petropolis.
Woo, there it is. It rolled off the
table. We bumped the table and put it on the 20.
It was like,
critical, wasted on a cultist. Boom. That's 13. Straight.
Okay, another one bites dust.
Bites the mud. I attack
bites
again. Bites the Petrolus. Another 21.
You did it.
9 damage.
He's not dead.
No, he has to add in everything.
11.
He's dead.
12. He's dead. 13 damage.
Cultist bodies everywhere.
Should be.
There's
1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Yeah, he's still alive.
Stood up. It's that guy's turn.
He is going to.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
He's going to try and restrain an occultist, I guess.
That's been, what, 4 rounds that you've done nothing?
He
One,
failed.
Two,
oh,
three,
yeah, am I doing that
four.
Thing right now?
Could have killed 4 people.
That's interesting.
He's terrible.
He rolled a 2.
How's your 10 rounds of attacking our own teammate?
Alright. Here comes the Boggy from behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boggy from behind.
Boggy, no!
Oh, no! Goulash!
Nope.
Oh, he fails on that first one right now.
Second one, 5 damage.
I will take 2.
Critical!
Oh, yikes.
14 damage!
7. What was that?
It was his breath.
Bogluck steps over his body.
Everybody leave or everyone dies!
Was it an unconscious blow, or was it he trying to not kill him?
No, he's not trying to kill him.
Oh, dang.
Oh, see?
It's
good.
Almost as if...
The cultists were trying to kill him.
It was almost as if I was right.
I mean, also a cultist
but
could just, like,
gonna kill
stab
cultists.
Him right now.
Well, I don't know why you did that.
I start backing everybody away with my shield, like, pushing them back.
He is holding his swords out, bloody with Petrus's blood and...
Petrus?
Yeah.
He's like, I said break it up now!
And everyone, like, kind of takes a step back and slowly starts backing up and backing away.
And the crowd's like, boo. The fight is over.
All right, Angel Boy.
My wings go back.
Heal me back up.
Not they don't like go away, but they like. No, they're like they're spread out, and then they kind of like close, but they're still on my back, and then I.
What crap? Okay.
I get down and I.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing? I mean no harm.
Okay.
This is a weird development.
He pushes you. He doesn't let you touch him.
I want to heal him.
He blocks your path.
Please.
You know what he's gonna do? He'll walk back and go in the room.
He blocks my path, huh? I quickly like try to touch his leg.
No! No!
But then he feels better because you healed him on accident.
He giggles a little bit.
I respect what he's saying.
He says, this one instigated a bloody fight. He'll wake up in due time. Then he'll receive his punishment.
The glimmer from my eyes go away and my wings vanish. He did not instigate the fight. He was defending his friend who died.
It seemed to me they had a fair fight going on. Agreed to at least.
It was a fight, but we didn't think it was to the death.
What'd you think it was? To the patty cake?
You come here asking for no bloodshed.
Well, everyone likes to see a good fight, but that's just it. It was between two people. Not a full-on gang warfare.
There was... This man here was up against 6 or 7 cultists.
Yes, who were standing there didn't have any weapons drawn. They weren't about to fight anybody. They were just minding their own business.
He was in a rage. He didn't mean to hurt
people. Well, that's no excuse.
I'm gonna use that next time in court. I was in a rage. Didn't mean to hurt anybody. It wasn't my fault.
He was foaming from the mouth. Yeah, he doesn't know.
The insanity.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What will the punishment be?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, I hope you take into account his feelings of his friend dying at the hands of the cult members.
I'm not going to kill him, if that's what you're worried about.
What the hell?
I look for the voice.
There's still a large crowd around, but they're starting to disperse.
What will you do with them?
Like I said, I haven't decided yet.
I mean, right now.
I'll lock them up for now. While he recovers from the blow to the head I gave him. I might even send someone in to take care of him for a little bit.
That would be good of you.
He gets a couple people on him and Bob Luck, drag him off to a room.
I guess I'll go back over to the bodies.
Then Bert comes out from hiding.
He tells you, he's like,
you can go in there and attend to him, but he's not to come out yet.
I'll be there shortly.
And he gets a couple people that were guards to stand guard at the door so that he doesn't escape. So what do the rest of you want to do? Well,
basically,
I mean,
is that Pinky?
No.
You left Pinky behind?
Pinky is...
She runs in Flora.
You find Pinky crying over the body of Flora. Why? My only friend. Why?
I just put my hand on Pinky's shoulder.
No one ever paid much attention to me. But Flora, it was really... something. And why did this have to happen? Why, cat guy? Why?
I just let her keep venting.
Roll a d20.
Me?
Please, cat guy, save her.
Jeez. Roll a d20.
No, not you.
Oh, I was gonna say, I said me and you didn't say anything.
Three.
No, it's
done.
Oh,
this
five.
It's
just not in the books.
It's just not in the books.
Not in the books.
Sorry.
I can't roll very high. Oh, this is great.
Okay, huh?
I can't change. Pinky's like, I vow to, I came in a venture. Wait a minute. Flora said that she didn't have a soul. Maybe we can get her soul back. There's hope!
I don't believe her, Pinky, but I just put on a brave face and I'm just like, there's hope indeed, Pinky.
Roll deception.
I will bring her back if it's the last thing I do.
Maybe.
And that's called we'll pay!
It's Pinocchio, that's what it sounds like.
We're gonna pay!
For the track.
I kind of jumped back from that.
I vow and dedicate my life to bringing Flora back. I'm coming with you.
Oh my goodness.
I grip her shoulder even more and I'm like, I've never been more proud of you, Pinky. This is what you were meant to do.
Yes, I think it is.
We will fight.
I don't know how to fight.
I'll teach you everything I know.
Okay.
Montage.
And you see us outside, and we're just like slowly,
yeah, the dagger,
slowly like slashing with our swords, and we're like doing like
montage.
We're centering
on the mountain.
I don't know where he's not.
It wouldn't be an accurate assumption. We don't need to do 3 seconds.
So glad I thought of.
We can only do 3 seconds. We don't want copyright issues.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm so glad I found that out. That I winked that. That's me. That's so great. Okay.
Okay. So, I take both bodies up to the room.
My murderer?
Yeah, and your murderer too.
Yeah, the cultists is not that girl.
It's gonna haunt you.
Cultists up doing their own thing. They didn't even care about it when she was on the ground.
Do you have to have a soul to haunt somebody from beyond?
Yeah.
You got lucky.
Yes.
Me and Pinky got lucky.
I don't have a soul that can't haunt you. I would.
I would too.
You're gonna go torture that person. Get information. That's my haunting.
I don't want to take up everything, so go ahead, Burke, if you have anything.
I'm done.
Okay. I get up to the room. And I throw this body to the side. And I gently put Flora down in a bed. I'm like, Pinky. Have to give her a proper burial.
Well, how are we gonna bring her back? Once the cat god provides a new body.
We'll figure it out. Can you clean her up? Just a little blood.
Everyone stabbed like 10 times.
Yeah.
you notice that her backpack is gone. And
Flora's backpack's gone?
Yeah. And her nice robes. And basically everything she had.
She's naked.
So she doesn't have anything.
You let me get robbed?
No, I didn't let you get
around. Now you were watching over me.
Undergarments.
I didn't get there right away.
I think what we should do. See, when I was being de-pinkified, I heard that people that are dead can be raised back to life. And there's special things that you can do to preserve a body so that it doesn't get any worse until we're ready. We should do that.
Pinky, I'm gonna level with you here. I fully support your idea of bringing Flora back to life. But I tried to do what I could to bring my best friend back to life. And I was not successful. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, you're not trying hard enough. You're not thinking hard enough. We can do this. It's for Flora.
Then you do what you need to do, Pinky, and I'll be there to support you. First, we have to deal with this cultist.
Uh-oh.
Get out my rope and I tie her. I tie her legs and her arms up.
Okay. So you're just gonna wait for her to become conscious again?
Yeah, I like prop her up on the wall between the beds. And then I take the pillow and empty the pillow and put the case over her head.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
And I'm just like watching Pinky as she's cleaning up Flora.
She's keep cleaning out the wounds as best she can.
Mm-hmm.
After an hour or so, she wakes up. And that's where we're stopping. Oh. So that you can prepare for next time.
Ooh, ooh, you get your questions ready.
What will ultimately become of Flora? Will the group be finished? Is this their last step? What will happen with Petrolus and Burke? And what of Sparkershire? Find out next week on the Scandal 6 D&D podcast.
Adventure.
Stephen, don't hate me.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.